As someone who spends my life focused on creating value for others, whether through speaking, writing, or entrepreneurship, finding the perfect gift for loved ones can feel like an impossible task. I always aim to give something that's thoughtful, high quality, and meaningful. But let's be honest, it's not always easy. This year, I found the perfect solution, Quince. Quince allows you to treat your loved ones and yourself to timeless, premium quality gifts at a price that makes sense. As someone who values efficiency and excellence, I was impressed by their approach to creating luxury without the luxury price tag. I've personally been drawn to their Mongolian cashmere sweater. It's a classic, versatile piece that fits right into my lifestyle. And if you're like me and travel a lot, their packable puffer jackets are a game changer. Lightweight, warm, and stylish, they're perfect for anyone on the go this holiday season. Quince is committed to doing the things the right way. They partner only with factories that follow safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices. And every piece they create is made with premium fabrics and finishes to give you that luxury feel. Get luxury this holiday season without the luxury price tag. Go to quince.com/playbook for 365-day returns plus free shipping on your order. That's Quince, quince.com/playbook to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/playbook.
Hey everyone, happy new year. And I love this episode because I'm going to talk about, once again, how I don't know what I don't know. Maybe there is a reason to celebrate New Year's. Although the daily practices sure are powerful. Learn this and more on this episode of The Playbook. And I can't think of something better to talk about than the reconciliation of time at the end of the year. I've spent so many years teaching people values to give them the meaning of the inflection points, to give them the meaning of the defining moments of their life, or even historical references that they've been able to do. And with those values of gratitude, empathy, accountability, and effective communication, you're now able to align the meaning of your past to a trajectory that you want in the future. So many people live in the past, and worse off than living in the past, they give a meaning that is interfering with their future. It's in a trajectory that's not even aligned with, supplementary, synergistic to the trajectory of where they think they want to be. And then using time in the present to know our what, our who, our how, our now, and our why, to live a life of intellect, intuition, and inspiration, to know what we want, who can help us, who can we help, how best to get it done, and prioritize accordingly, prioritization being the antidote to the two things that stop us from getting where we want to be, procrastination and feeling overwhelmed. Knowing our why. What a thought. So many people ask me, how am I going to know my why? Knowing your why is applying your why. Identifying what's interfering with it. Identify the fear that's interfering with it, either to utilize to get us up, get us back up, get us started, or get us back started, or to utilize it to get out of our own way. By identifying that interference, by identifying the fear, the need to be right, offended, separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, guilty, resentful, whatever it may be. When we identify that, if it's not going to be utilized to get us started, then it better be utilized to get us out of our own way. So instead of resisting it, going over it, under it, through it, around it, lying to it, manipulating, cheating it, or even denying it, just simply stop. Breathe through your nose and out through your mouth. Remember, remind, and recollect there's something bigger than you, an omniscient, all-powerful, all-knowing source that loves you more than your mom. It is protecting and promoting you at all times, not punishing you. And if you remind, remember, and recollect to that source, you then will roll back into the right trajectory of an infinite, abundant, unlimited future. As we come to the end of the year, one of the misguided of the misguidance is the idea that we have to take things day to day. There's a lot of people like me out there. One of my cohorts, Brian Bogert, is one of them, right? I don't believe in New Year's resolutions. I believe in daily resolutions. And so do I. But it's always bothered me because what do we do at the end of a reference point? What do we do at the end of the week, the end of the month, the end of a day, the end of a year? And I started to realize the importance of an end of the day, end of the week, end of the month, end of the quarter, end of the year. If we utilize the values, daily practices, and an execution model to have an abundant, unlimited amount of opportunity, options, and touches of favor, if we utilize the daily practices in order to create progress or acceleration or statistical success towards what we think we want by knowing what we want, who we can help, who can help us, how to get it done, prioritizing accordingly and applying our why. If we do so, we still need to have these end of the year events, end of the quarter events, end of the month events, end of the week events, and end of the day events. Why? Because if all we do is utilize values with daily practices and a trajectory of what we think we want, our bodies, our human embodiments are incapable of being aware of progress in itself. In a daily activity context, for those who don't believe in New Year's resolutions and only believe in the new day resolutions, you're missing out. You're missing out because we're not capable of seeing progress day to day. It's impossible. So as we institute these great behaviors with a great meaning aligned with what we think we want, and all we do is let them sit within the context of a day, without putting them into a context of a week, a month, a quarter, or a year, we are diminishing our capacity because we are lowering our awareness to the progress that we're making. And if we are not aware of progress, two things happen. We stop doing the good progress and we keep on doing the bad progress. Because behavior is the same as money. It's an energy and it aggregates and compounds on itself. And if we spend a whole day in a trajectory with good behavior, aligned with, synergistic, supplementary to where we think we want to be, if we spend an entire day in perfect harmony with our trajectory, we're not going to see the progress. And so what's going to happen? If all we're worried about is an end result and only in the daily activity, we'll never see the progress. Because our human capabilities, the way we see, think, feel, believe, touch, smell, hear, are incapable of seeing progress day to day. And so we end up quitting good behavior because we don't see progress, because we don't use the milestones that are given to us of the day, the week, the month, the quarter, and the year in order to effectuate an awareness of progress. So as much as I don't like to put an outcome and an emotional attachment to the outcome, I do like to do an analysis of progress via these milestones of days, weeks, months, and years, and quarters and years. I like it because I now can create a quantitative analysis of progress, one in which my own embodiment is incapable of making day by day. So as I come into the end of a year, under the guise that there are no new year resolutions, only new day resolutions, but yet there is a new year delta analysis necessary in order to accommodate the need to see progress in the trajectory towards what we think we want. Because if we're going to put in good behavior day by day and adhere to the daily practices of what, who, how, now, and why, if we're going to do that every day, enjoying the consistent, persistent pursuit of our potential, well, in order to analyze two necessary things to our delta, our progress, we need these milestones. Certain things we might look at in a day, a week, a month, a quarter, or even a year. And the two things that we need to quantify as we come into the end of the year in order to effectuate a delta towards the pursuit of the potentials that we have chosen, the trajectories that we have chosen, is to determine the delta, the change internally and externally around us since last year, thus giving us a quantitative analysis of the progress that we're making in the trajectory of what we think we want. An actual something that we can be capable and be aware of to continue to do the good behaviors and stop the bad behaviors. Because without the quantitative analysis of the delta, Not the emotional attachment to the outcome, but the quantitative analysis to the delta. Without that, we will, under the guise of human nature, stop doing the good behaviors and continue doing the bad behaviors because we can't be aware of the progress that we're making in the positive direction, and we can't be aware of the progress we're making in the negative direction. So what happens is, if I do positive things and I don't see the progress in positive, I stop doing them. And if I'm doing negative things and I don't see the progress, I keep on doing them. Both are horrendously interfering to our success, happiness, purpose, and passion, and even profitability. So as I prioritize the trajectories of the pursuits that I want, I need to first determine my basement, my baseline. And our basements are determined by the skills and knowledge that we have genetically and energetically.
As someone who spends my life focused on creating value for others, whether through speaking, writing, or entrepreneurship, finding the perfect gift for loved ones can feel like an impossible task. I always aim to give something that's thoughtful, high quality, and meaningful. But let's be honest, it's not always easy. This year, I found the perfect solution, Quince. Quince allows you to treat your loved ones and yourself to timeless, premium quality gifts at a price that makes sense. As someone who values efficiency and excellence, I was impressed by their approach to creating luxury without the luxury price tag. I've personally been drawn to their Mongolian cashmere sweater. It's a classic, versatile piece that fits right into my lifestyle. And if you're like me and travel a lot, their packable puffer jackets are a game changer. Lightweight, warm, and stylish, they're perfect for anyone on the go this holiday season. Quince is committed to doing the things the right way. They partner only with factories that follow safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices. And every piece they create is made with premium fabrics and finishes to give you that luxury feel. Get luxury this holiday season without the luxury price tag. Go to quince.com/playbook for a 365-day returns plus free shipping on your order. That's quince, quince.com/playbook to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/playbook.
So it's important as we come into the new year to determine our new baseline. And then analyze that baseline comparative to the baseline that we had last year or last quarter or last month or yesterday, if possible. But especially at the new year. New Year's is to celebrate the delta internally and externally. To celebrate the delta. That's what we're celebrating in a new year. The progress that we are incapable of seeing day to day, so that we can be more inspired, encouraged, and have more momentum to create more progress next year without attaching our emotions to an outcome. By consistently and persistently pursuing the potentials that have the either highest basements or the ones that we enjoy the most. It's okay to enjoy the pursuit of a potential of a basement that's very low. I love basketball. I pursued my potential in basketball, but my genetic and energetic inheritance, my skills and knowledge of basketball leave me a limited capacity when I add my desire to it to have a very high ceiling. But my delta may be greater than that of LeBron James. And it's the delta that we celebrate every year. It's the delta that represents the progress that we're making in a positive direction. It's the delta that reminds, remembers, and recollects us with the greatest and highest purpose of intellect, intuition, and inspiration. It's the delta internally and externally that allows us to accelerate and be more statistically successful in a trajectory of where we think we want. And as the deltas aggregate on themselves, it inspires and also compounds. It allows us to be more efficient, effective, and statistically successful, which allows us to surpass where we thought we wanted to be. It also confirms the unlimited, infinite abundance that we live in. So I am here to tell you, just as I teach, I don't know what I don't know. I've spent 54 years telling people it's the journey, not the outcome. There's no such thing as New Year resolutions. There's only New Day resolutions. You got to have both. And the new day resolutions are the values, the practices, and the execution model. And the new year resolution is the analysis of the baseline comparative to last year's baseline. In other words, an analysis of the delta that you've created internally and externally in your life. It is progress. Progress is pursuit. You now can find a quantitative analysis of your enjoyment of the consistent, persistent pursuit of your potential. Not LeBron James's potential, but Dave Meltzer's potential. All I have to do is acknowledge and be aware of the baseline in which I start and the potential in which I achieved. In any period of time, without attaching my emotions to that outcome, to determine what is progressing me towards and what is interfering me with. It is critical that we celebrate New Year's. It's critical that we raise our awareness, our vibration and frequency to progress. When we know that passion, purpose, profitability all stem from the enjoyment of a consistent every day with those daily practices, persistent without quit, with the desire that allows us to accelerate to a higher ceiling, a bigger delta internally and externally, in the pursuit of our potential. Not other people, not what's missing, not what you don't have. Let us all celebrate progress with an awareness and an enlightenment that we can't be aware of daily progress. That progress can only be quantitatively analyzed when we utilize a baseline to baseline procedure, which can be effectuated every single year and utilized to prioritize our potential. Without understanding a quantitative milestone in which you can effectuate knowing your delta internally and externally, we render ourselves at jeopardy to lose the enjoyment of the consistent, persistent pursuit of our potential, to move and accelerate with the activities we have planned, the activities we don't have planned in our sleep, in the wrong direction. This will assist us in raising our awareness to what is interfering with what we already are, happy, healthy, wealthy, and worthy. It will help us figure out what's interfering with it. And utilizing the time frame of a year, a quarter, a month, or even a week, in order to effectuate progress, the acquiring of the knowledge of progress, the acknowledgement of it. By doing so, we then become more statistically successful by rendering the activity we have planned, don't have planned in our sleep, in alignment with that progress of good, not bad. There's no other way. Your eyes, they work fine for certain things. Your nose, it works fine for certain things. Your mouth, it works fine for certain things. Your ears, it works fine for certain things. And your touch, it works fine for certain things. It has a certain level of awareness that you can achieve that then inputs data into our minds, which then into our brains, that then communicates with our minds, our reminds, our recollects, our remembers. It collects the data for us. But we have to figure out a way in which to understand that data and utilize it day by day to make sure that the data that we're receiving is stable, number one, and two, aligned with synergistic or supplementary to a trajectory of what we think we want. That's why New Year's is so important. That's why the New Year resolution should be the New Year celebration. It's a New Year delta that we're looking for. It is a milestone every year to compare baseline to baseline, to see the delta, the change, the progress that we're making, or to adjust the trajectory so that we don't have negative acceleration, that we're moving in the right direction of what we think we want, that we're continually using the four values, gratitude to give us the perspective, forgiveness to give us ease in the flow, accountability to not only make us responsible to attract the right things, but allow us to participate in the perception that we want or think we want. And allow us to finally live inspired in spirit. Allowing us to identify what it is that's interfering with us in the abundance of our lives. I want to wish you all a happy new year. May you celebrate all of the progress that you've made in a positive direction towards what you think you want. And may you dissipate and dissolve and disappear the negative trajectory that you may have ignored. New Year's is important. Baseline to baseline, delta to delta. Allow yourself to raise your awareness and give a quantitative value to progress. Allow yourself to truly enjoy the consistent everyday, persistent without quit, pursuit of your potential. You don't need to attach your emotions to an outcome. You don't have to create resistance with time. You can utilize time to live in abundance. By knowing your values, gratitude, forgiveness, accountability, and effective communication, and utilizing the daily practices, and then quantitatively analyzing it in a period of time to compare baseline to baseline to make sure you're accelerating and statistically successful in your progress or your trajectory. Happy New Year, everyone. May you enjoy the consistent, persistent pursuit of your potential. May all your wishes come true. Thank you so much.